So we're just going to relax and breathe. Taking a couple of slow, deep breaths into our heart space. And in allowing ourselves to sink into that beautiful place of peace that underlies all of the activity. And trusting and knowing that there is always a solution to every seeming problem, always an answer to every question that is created in the vortex for us in the very moment that the problem or the question occurs. Abraham assures us of this truth, and it is a wonderful reassurance to hear that. And so I am thinking today about the issues that people have been having concerning the results of the election. And at the last workshop, Abraham spoke multiple times through the workshop about the election and ways that we can think about it. And they left me with the intention to find reasons to be hopeful and optimistic about what is to come through the election process and the upcoming couple of years. And so at that time, I set my intention to find other things that made me feel hopeful. And so it is fun to look around and see where I can see Abraham teachings in places other than Abraham workshops. So I'm going to start with a short part of an essay that Maria Shriver published this morning. And in it, she says, "This season, remember, there is so much for us to commit ourselves to and focus on, but there's still much to simply shrug at and pay no attention to at all. So much in the public square doesn't deserve our attention. It's just this and that, but so much does deserve our attention. So we need to bring discernment to the public square, patience to the debate, and an open-mindedness that maybe, just maybe, things might not turn out as bad as people tell us it's gonna be. Maybe, just maybe, when next year is over, the word of the year might be mind-blowing, because everyone will be pleasantly surprised by all the good that got done by those who recommitted themselves to their ideals and their values, who kept on going despite the noise, and lo and behold, changed our world in the process. This is the season to recommit and put both feet into whatever your calling is, not to mention your heart and your mind." So Maria Shriver's words made me think of the Abraham "Wouldn't It Be Nice If" game she was playing. Wouldn't it be nice if things turned out better than people are saying they're going to? And with that as a prelude, I want to share with you the closing of the last Abraham workshop, where Abraham said, in response to several questions about the election results, "Does it seem to you all that what you've been learning from us is that when you align with your inner being, that then you can control the outcomes of others, outcomes of masses? Is there confusion when we say you create your own reality, that you think I create the reality and the opinions and the desires and beliefs of all others. The key to this refinement is this. Our friend offered it earlier as he was talking about core values. Your inner being is always calling you to your core values, not necessarily to the methods that you think will get you there. And the refinement that comes to you is you can never get what you want by pushing against Trump or anything. You won't get to what you want. That's not what your core values are. This person says, help us make sense of the presidential election outcome. Seems like we're going down a road of destroying our democracy. And Abraham answered, do you think more people offered more of their perspective of realignment and refinement through this process? We know for sure that is the case. More people thinking and feeling and asking and more in the vibrational reality, more in the vortex. But freedom isn't me getting what I want while someone else doesn't get what they want. And we know you're arguing with us right now because you feel like all the pushing against was coming from the other side. That's what everyone always thinks. The others are causing the resistance and I'm doing the allowing. But you meet everything halfway. Your freedom can never be taken from you unless you believe it was given to you by other humans. Humans are fickle and fragile, and mostly not in alignment. And yes, you saw plenty of that and didn't like it. But when you didn't like it, you became like it. You met it halfway. You weren't there either and still aren't as long as you believe something has gone wrong instead of that everything is always going right because the universe is always being refined and it's being refined by you. And what we really want you to discover through this process is that it comes down to if you've lived life and you've come to conclusions of how you want to live, you form these opinions about what right life is, what the right decisions are, what the right choices are. And if you can say to yourself, I'm choosing this for me, not for others, and I don't need others to choose it in order for me to feel good, then you will feel good and you will have it. And if you don't know it, and we know it's a big thing to come to know, but this is how it works. Each one could have a different opinion about how one should live life in order to feel good. And if everyone could care more about feeling good than about it going the way their opinion says it should go, then everyone would feel good and everyone would get to the bottom line of what they're asking for. And that's what you all said when you wanted to come to this planet at this time in this body. You said, I'll go and I'll choose for me and I'll line up and I'll get it and I'll live it and I'll love it and I'll know I'm worthy and deserving. And I will look into my fellow humanity and I will want the same for them, whether they choose as I choose or not. Because this I know, you said, this I know, because of the refinement source energy has experienced through all existence, through all being, through all creativity. I can trust love to be love. I know what love feels like, and I know what the pinching of it off feels like. And so I'm going to feel for it rather than think for it. I'm going to feel for it, and when I find it, then the thoughts that it is will be inspired to me. I will see them. The eyes will come. Abraham, humans ask, is it really possible for us all to live happily ever after when we want so many different things? And the answer to that is unequivocally yes, but you've got to advocate for what feels good to you and let others choose for themselves. We're not going to say to you that when you feel good, that you feel exactly the same thing that about everything that everyone else does who feels good. We'd like to leave you with the thing that we know the most of all things that we know. And we know all things. This is the thing we know the most. It's not just going to be all right. It's going to be more magnificent than you've ever lived or imagined. In the moment you give up your belief or need to push against what anybody else is doing, you'll find more and more refined alignment and connection to the energy that creates worlds, and you will discover what true empowerment is. And friends, it's not bossing other people around. There is great love here for you. We thank you for every heart-wrenching, gut-busting, end-of-the-world feeling, email or video you sent us. We loved every one of them. The universe expanded because of what you are going through. It's our desire that you can see it as we see it and be thrilled by it as we are thrilled by it. It is our intention to continue to live happily ever after. And we know for sure that you will too. We just don't think you should have to croak to do that. And so, we don't have to croak to do it. So let's just breathe and relax again. And contemplate this promise that Abraham made. It's not just going to be all right. It's going to be more magnificent than you've ever lived or imagined. So breathe into the idea of magnificence. Magnificence. Think about what the word magnificent conjures for you. I saw a magnificent sunset last night. I've seen magnificent art and heard magnificent music. I've met magnificent people that inspired and uplifted me. I've lived in magnificent places. I've traveled to magnificent areas. I can imagine in my mind's eye some of the magnificent scenes I've seen in my life. Some of them I was actually there. Some of them were in movies or pictures. Some just existed in my imagination. I've seen magnificent animals and birds. Think of what the word magnificent brings up for you. Magnificent. Not just all right, but more magnificent than we have yet imagined. I had an experience this past week. When I went to the park in the afternoon instead of the morning, and there was a couple there who were just married, who were doing a photo shoot. And they were from India. And they were wearing the most magnificent clothing I think I've ever laid eyes on. They looked like royalty. Pink. He was wearing a pink suit with a long tunic and a white sash. He looked fabulous, and a hat with a kind of a crown on the top of it. And she was wearing the most magnificent gown, pink gown, with embroidery and jewels and gold accents. And she had a gold piece of jewelry hanging down on her forehead. She had henna designs on the back of her hands. And she looked like she was starring in a movie. And the two of them appeared so in love and out there in the open air, dancing on the platform by the pond for their photographer. And I felt like I'd been dropped into a movie scene. And I said to the photographer, "You have the most beautiful subjects." And they said, "And we just got married." And they were so excited. And there was so much joy. And I got to see him help her tighten the strap on one of her shoes that came up over her ankle. And he was kneeling at her feet as she sat on the bench and looking up at her with such grace and love. I was transported. And that was a complete synchronicity. I don't usually go to the park in the afternoon, and it was a gorgeous day. And here was this couple. I've never seen a couple so beautiful. And I had nothing to compare it to. I wasn't hoping to see something like that. I just was surprised and delighted by the synchronicity of being there in the very perfect moment. And so I invite you to think about perfect moments and how the opportunity to get that transcendent, blissful feeling of savoring the magnificence of life can happen unexpectedly on the spur of the moment. Can you think of something magnificent you've happened upon in your life? Something unexpected and completely amazing. I hope something has come to mind for you. I just thought of another moment in my life. I was getting married to my husband, Cliff, outside on the top of a mountain in Colorado. And we were standing in a circle on a meadow, and flying above us, circling above our circle, was a spectacular golden eagle. It felt like such an incredible blessing for our union. Magnificent. Not just all right, but more than I had imagined. the universe knows how to deliver. And as we find moments of feeling good and allowing ourselves to focus on the experiences around us that are uplifting and joyful and beautiful, then we can be in that alignment that allows us to rendezvous with magnificence in ways we expect and ways we have absolutely no way to imagine. Because our inner being is ever orchestrating the very most beautiful possible path given our current vibration. And our current vibration is under our control. And so I invite you now to think about what in your life is the most relaxing. What allows you to let go and just completely savor the moment? Might be meditation or the mindfulness of walking in nature. It could be running. Runner's High, it's famous. It could be something that I would never imagine. My husband Cliff got his highs by jumping out of airplanes. Wasn't my thing. But think of what allows you to deeply relax. To move into that sweet, peaceful place where you remember that all is well and everything always works out for you. Feeling the peace, finding the peace. After a time of stress, it's such a relief to let go and find that peaceful place that allows the tipping point to move you to the upper half of the emotional scale, where you can count your blessings and find things that make you feel contented. So let's think about those things. We've just come up off of Thanksgiving, and think about some of the many things that you're grateful for in your life. What inspires your thankfulness? Who inspires your thankfulness? As we move into this month, there are many holidays inspired by light. And so I invite you to think about light, the most beautiful seasonal decorations you've ever been, the most amazing sunrises and sunsets. I'm remembering seeing the Milky Way and thousands of stars in the sky in the winter in a national park in Utah. Allow yourself to be inspired by the light. We're coming to the end of our available time. So I just want to suggest to you that perhaps being here with these amazing people today is magnificent. And giving yourself the opportunity to open your heart to the love that is here present in this Zoom room today and feel the magnificence of friends and great ideas and inspiration. And as you take a moment to just stretch a little bit and reconnect with that normal waking consciousness that we bring, you can open your eyes when you're ready and smile at the beautiful people on the screen in front of you. Thank you.